Hey everyone, Greg Baird here. Before I begin today's story, I want to take a moment and ask that you check me out on Patreon at www.patreon.com/CanadaEHX. There are several tiers with great benefits, from ad-free content to t-shirts and other cool stuff. And I have plenty of wonderful merch in my store, and the link is in my show notes. As well, if you're a fan of Canadian history, make sure you check out all of my shows, from John to Justin, Canadian History X, Canada, A Yearly Journey, and Pucks and Cups, along with Canada's Great War. And don't forget, you can also donate directly to the show at www.canadaehx.com. Just click donate. It helps keep this show going. Okay, on with the show. I'm Craig Baird, and this is From John to Justin. Now, we're in our little bit of a break between looking at various premiers of various provinces, and before we get to Manitoba, well, I wanted to look at a opposition leader I didn't cover in the original opposition leaders because she wasn't the opposition leader yet when I recorded all of that. So, this week we're going to be looking at Candace Bergen. After Erin O'Toole resigned as leader of the Conservative Party of Canada and leader of the opposition, Candace Bergen came in as the interim leader of the party. Now, I will warn you, this is a relatively short episode because her career was not very long and there was not a lot to go on. Bergen was born on September 28, 1964 in Morden, Manitoba, and was the youngest of eight children. Her father was a car parts salesman while her mother worked as a cleaner at a hospital. Her mom would often bring homeless people home, giving them a place to stay for a time. Bergen said, "That was my home. That was my mom and dad. Very giving, good people." After finishing high school, Bergen moved to Winnipeg, then to British Columbia before returning to her hometown to raise her children and help support the family while her husband was attending university. Around this time, she became frustrated with the federal government and worried about the debt load her children would carry. She decided to listen to her mom's advice and not complain, but become active in politics. In the early 2000s, she began to volunteer with the Canadian Alliance in her riding, and in 2004, she was the Manitoba campaign manager for Stephen Harper's leadership bid for the Conservative Party of Canada. On October 14, 2008, Bergen was elected to the House of Commons. She said years later that her first political battle was won at her dining room table, wearing pajamas and talking to people on the phone. She became known in her riding for meeting with as many people as possible and showing an interest in what they were talking about. She said, "I don't fake it, I'm interested." On May 15, 2009, she introduced C-391, an act to amend the Criminal Code and the Firearms Act. This act would put forward the repeal for the Long Gun Registry. After passing second reading on November 4, 2009, it was killed by a Liberal motion on September 22, 2010, which kept the registry alive. On May 25, 2011, Bergen was appointed as the Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Public Safety. In that role, she was able to work on Bill C-19, which ended the Long Gun Registry on April 5, 2012. On July 15, 2013, Bergen became the Minister of State for Social Development, which was her first cabinet position. And after the Conservative Party lost the 2015 election and leader Stephen Harper resigned, Bergen put her name forward to be interim leader. She said, "I don't think we need to just see it as a placeholder time. A lot of times that is what the interim is. It is something coming in and just sort of holding the fort down. But I think there's a lot more that we can do." Bergen stated that even though she wasn't fluent in French, she would have a Quebec lieutenant who would ask questions in French during question period. Rona Ambrose was chosen instead. On September 15, 2016, Bergen was appointed as the opposition House leader, holding that position until September 6, 2020. On that day, she became the deputy leader of the Conservative Party. In the party, she became known as a peacemaker with a steady hand and was sought after by party leaders due to her high popularity in the prairies. After Andrew Scheer resigned as a leader of the party, Bergen debated putting her name forward for leadership but decided against it because she didn't speak French fluently. On January 7, 2021, the day after the storming of the United States Capitol, a photo circulated online of Bergen wearing a Make Canada Great Again hat. In response to this, Bergen denounced the storming of the Capitol. As the trucker convoy reached Ottawa, Bergen advised senior Conservative MPs to tell members of the convoy to leave the city. She stated, "We need to turn this into the Prime Minister's problem." On February 2, 2022, O'Toole was removed as leader of the party by a vote. A second vote was held, which appointed Bergen as the interim leader of the party. According to MP Scott Reed, she was chosen out of 9 candidates for interim leader. This made her the leader of the opposition, and as per tradition, she was given a standing ovation in the House of Commons upon taking her seat. In her first statement as interim leader in the House of Commons, she said, "All Canadians want to see a leader who will work to heal rifts, not further divide. A leader who will listen to those voices who might not agree. A leader who will work to understand, not dismiss, name-call, or gaslight."
Before I go any further, Madam Speaker, I want to speak directly to Canadians who are demonstrating here in Ottawa and across the country. Your protest began with truckers, and you have grown into an international phenomenon. Men and women, children, young and old, from every walk of life and every community of this country have been rallying to have their voices heard. You want your freedom back. To all of you who are taking part in the protests, I believe the time has come for you to take down the barricades, stop the disruptive action, and come together. The economy you want to see reopen is hurting. Farmers, manufacturers, small businesses, and families are suffering. I believe this is not what you want to do. We must all work together. You are protesting because you love your country and you want your freedom back. To the protesters here in Ottawa, you came bringing a message. That message has been heard. Conservatives have heard you, and we will stand up for you and all Canadians who want to get back to normal life. We will not stop until the mandates have ended. Yeah.
She served as a leader of the opposition in the Conservative Party until September 10, 2022, when Pierre Poilievre took over. On February 1, 2023, she announced she would be stepping down as MP. She stated in a video on Twitter, "I'm choosing to leave now not because I'm tired or run out of steam. In fact, it is the exact opposite. I feel hopeful and re-energized. Hopeful for our strong and united Conservative Party and our caucus, under the courageous and principled leadership of my friend Pierre Poilievre." Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stated after, "I thank her for her many years of service." I hope you enjoyed that episode and my look at Candace Bergen. Next week we're taking a break, but in 2 weeks we begin our look at the Manitoba Premiers. Information from CBC, Maclean's, Global, The Globe and Mail, National Post, and Wikipedia. If this is your first time listening and you like what you heard, please take a moment and give us a 5-star review to help other people find these amazing stories. And there are so many you can sink your teeth into. We also love hearing from you, so if you have a show topic you want me to cover, email me at craig@canadaehx.com, or stop by my website and social media. I'll include all of those links in the show notes.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.